question was asked. We have a book called The Holy Zohar. And there are those who say that the Zohar was compiled by
Rav Moshe de Leon.
And others say that the book was compiled by Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So, how do we know what's the truth? Well, let's see. How long ago, when did Rav Moshe de Leon live?
800 years ago.
About 800 years ago. So, who do you think would know better whether Rav Moshe de Leon wrote the book? Me or someone who lived 600 years ago? I think so too. And if that person is much smarter than I am, then they have two ups on me, right? They have one up on me that they lived closer to the generation, so they had more information available. And number two, they're smarter than me. So there was a big rabbi in Tzfat named Rabbi Yosef Karo. He wrote the Shulchan Aruch. And in his commentary, the book Beit Yosef, that precedes the Shulchan Aruch, there are a few places where he writes, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai wrote in his Holy Zohar. So you see that the Rabbi Yosef Karo, who lived 600 years ago, and he had more information available to him, he held that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai wrote the Zohar. So I think that that's enough of an indicator that gives it enough weight. I would add many, many points. But for step one, the fact that someone so great as Rabbi Yosef Karo refers to the Zohar that way, that certainly gives it a lot of weight. Now let's add a few more points of interest. Yesterday, I got a ride. I got a ride with a neighbor. I was waiting at the entrance to the yeshuv, and a neighbor gave me a ride to the house. And as I'm in the car, I hear Rav Sharkey speaking. I look up, and I see his cell phone attached to the dashboard, and there's Rav Sharkey giving a shiur. And in the shiur, Rav Sharkey said the following. He said, the Ra'avad had a disciple, maybe it was even his son, that was called the Ra'avad, was the one who was the chief rabbi before Maimonides came to town. So that's 200 years earlier. And his disciple was named Rabbi Yitzchak Sagi Nahor, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm remembering it correctly. And he writes that he doesn't understand. Previous generations, everyone knew there was a secret Kabbalah. No one spoke about it. If you'd ask them about it, they'd deny it. And now suddenly people are speaking about it openly. He says, I don't understand what's going on here. How did that happen? Why are people breaking our tradition that this is a hidden part of the Torah? He says, my rabbis, when I talked to them about it, they denied they knew it. I'll tell you a story. I learned by a rabbi named Rabbi Avram Pesin Zatzal, and he used to tell us this line. He used to say, those who know don't tell, and those who tell don't know. That's an Ashkenazic tradition when it comes to the secrets of Kabbalah. And I always suspected that he knew. And when he passed away, so it was found in his library that he had books and books on Kabbalah with his commentaries. That he personally wrote footnotes on them. Like he wrote comments. So, that was the ancient Ashkenazic tradition. Those who know don't tell, and those who tell don't know. So the fact that it was in hiding, it wasn't referenced, if you look back 800, 900, 1,000 years ago, well, that's part of the tradition. But you have to ask another question. There are parts of the Zohar that certainly seem to be of a later date. Let's see. The Zohar quotes rabbis who lived much after Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So what are you going to do with that, right? That's an obvious, glaring question, right? You got to ask that if we're going to be intellectually honest. The Zohar does quote later rabbis. If you look in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, we have a medrash that no one says Rabbi Moshe de Leon wrote. It's a medrash called Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. It's one of the earliest midrashim. If it was really compiled by Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, like the medrash says in the beginning, then how come the medrash quotes Amoraim later on? The medrash does quote rabbis from two centuries later. How did that happen? Let me ask you another question. If Rabbi Yehuda Anasi compiled the Mishnah, so then how come the Mishnah quotes from his grandson who lived after him? And if Ravina and Ravashi compiled the Talmud, then how come we have from the Gaonim quoted in the Talmud? How did that happen? And let me end with one more question. Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Torah, right? But who wrote that Moshe died? So, starting with the Torah, when we say that something was written by someone, that means they wrote, but it doesn't necessarily mean that there aren't additions. For example, in the Torah, the Talmud says the last 8 psukim of the Torah, according to one opinion, was written by Moshe, bidema, when Moshe was, so to speak, in a fog. He wrote the last 8 psukim where he's describing his own death. In other opinions, it says Joshua wrote the last 8 psukim of the Torah. So who wrote those last 8 psukim in the Torah? I don't know, 2 opinions in Talmud. When we speak about Mishnah, so the Talmud in Tractate Avodah Zarah tells us that the later generations after the Mishnah added a little bit to the Mishnah. The Mishnah was generally compiled by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, but that doesn't mean there weren't additions. Let's take the book of Psalms. In the book of Psalms, it says that parts of the book of Psalms were added later on after King David's death. Let's take the book of Proverbs. The book itself says, Gam Eile Mishlei Shlomo. These are also Proverbs of King Solomon. Asher Etiku Anshei Chizkiyahu. That in the period of Chizkiyahu the king, they added these Proverbs to Proverbs. So we like looking at things and imagining that the world is simple. That things aren't complex. Torah was written by Moshe, period, finished, nothing to talk about. Mishnah was written by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, period, finished, nothing to talk about. Talmud written by Ravina and Ravashi, nothing to talk about. And yet, if you look a little bit deeper, you start seeing there is complexity. There's the core, and then come the rabbis and say, the last 8 psukim, according to one opinion, were written by Joshua. You look at Mishnah, so the Talmud tells us there were additions that were stuck in by later generations, by Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's own grandson. You look at Talmud, so the Tosfos say that there were additions that were added by the Rabbanan Savoroi, and it didn't bother anyone. This was like a given. Everyone knew it. Rashi, in his own commentary, says, the Talmud tells us in Tractate Baba Metzia, Rebbe and Rabbi Natan were the end of Mishnah. Right? So that seems to say very clearly. What does Rashi say? V'acharem lo osifu ki me'at. After them, they didn't add a lot, only a little. So the Talmud says, Rebbe and Rabbi Natan are the end of the Tanakh period, the end of the Mishnah. Rashi says, what does Rashi say on that line in Talmud? That means to say that afterwards you only added a little. It doesn't mean end that there was no additions. It means it was the end of the period and a little bit further. So again, I'm sorry. You guys are adults. I cannot make things very simple. Things are more complex. But that's life. If you want advanced Judaism, so then things are not that simple. We see it in Torah. We discussed Mishlei, Tehillim, and now Mishnah and Talmud. So then it doesn't bother us if we say Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer was a core medrash of Rabbi Eliezer ben Hyrcanus. And then later on, the rabbis of the Talmud chose to add components to it. Zohar was a core medrash of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. But then the rabbis of the Talmud chose to add to it. They did. You see that? I'm saying you have rabbis of the Talmud quoted in Zohar. What are you going to say? Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai predated them, right? How did that happen? So I think that's the simple answer. Is the question more complex than my simple answer? Yes. I addressed it to a certain level of complexity. In truth, I have omitted a broader discussion, which we can revisit the question down the road. But I did not, to the best of my knowledge, say something that was inaccurate. I just left out a certain amount of complexity, and I fear the amount of complexity I presented was already too much. But there is more to be said on this topic. Learn more, study more, and revisit the question in 20 years. Okay?